if you're anything like the rest of the brainwashed citizenry of our land. But if you're one of the few who've escaped the NO's clutches, you need to hear my story, and Wisty's story, and the story of the resistance. So when we're gone, there's someone left to spread the word. Someone to fight the good fight. And so we begin with the story of another public execution. A sad and unfortunate event. An accident, as luck or fate would have it. In a phrase that I hate to use under any circumstances, a tragedy. Chapter 2. Wit. Here's what happened, to the best of my shattered ability to recall it. I do remember that I couldn't have been more lost and alone as I wandered the streets of this gray, crowded, and forsaken city. Where is my sister? Where are the others from the resistance? I kept thinking, or maybe muttering the words like some homeless madman. The New Order has already disfigured this once beautiful city beyond recognition. It seems like a decaying corpse, swelling with mindless maggots. The suffocatingly low sky, the featureless buildings, even the faces of the nervously rushing people flooding around me, are as colorless and lifeless as the concrete under my feet. I know the general populace has been efficiently brainwashed by the New Order, but these citizens seemed a little too hushed, a little